Now this morning, with our practice and with teaching, we were trying to understand how we are creating our life and how much we are depending on this desire. So desire to have a sensual pleasure, then how much we are running after that. So we can see that with all the experience in our life. The second hindrance that Buddha was recommended us to be aware, ill will. In Pali, vyapada. It is very difficult to find a direct translation for that. Some people just commonly it's translated as ill will. But I invite you to try to understand it with your practice. Now think about this. I would take the meditation as an example to explain this. So meditation is not something providing pleasure. Everything, all these things, all these actions which is not providing pleasure, you are doing due to some other benefit. Even though doing exercise, it's not fun at the beginning. It's not fun, it's not a part of the pleasure. But there you need a lot of determination to maintain it. So even to go to work, you need a lot of effort and determination. Otherwise, it's not fun to do those things. When you do all those things because of the benefits, even the meditation you are doing because you know the value of the benefit, that action is not supported by pleasure. When you are doing that kind of action, now you see this pleasure is pulling this back with lot of excuses. To go to work, it is not fun to wake up early in the morning. You know, your body asking, why don't you sleep 5 more minutes? That's why in the Saturday and Sunday, you guys sleep, you want to sleep longer time. But at working days, yeah, you have to do that, and then by blaming and complaining everything, it's very difficult to do. It's not appreciated by even yourself. Coming to meditation is not appreciated by your physical body, most of the time with the mind, with this desire is not supporting. It says, oh, it's a tired day, it's a painful day, or I like to go that, and all those things your mind is looking for. Then it is not supported by others. When go to work, yes, your family will say, yes, yes, you have to go to work, otherwise we can't pay bills. But to come to meditation, your family also say, well, why are you going to meditation? We have to do these things today. Because nobody supported that. But still you think, it is very important for me to do. Then you are trying to do your best. Finally you come here. And you are select finding day to come. Which is, it is not supported by the nature, from your body, or not appreciated by others. Then everybody is pulling it back. This fight makes the tired. And that is what we call ill will. The fighting against, it's making you tired. Now, then you might think, okay, then you come here finally to meditate. Then when somebody is speaking at outside, you think, oh, I can't do that, you know, that place is so noisy. Oh, I can't go there, the weather is very bad today. Oh, I can't go there, I have this party only once a year. Now you have to miss this party to go to that. Something come up. So, which might be very, you would see that as a reasonable thing to do. But to work, you know that you can't pay bills, then that fear pushing you to do it. There you are going for a work. That's why maintaining exercise in a daily basis or a weekly basis is very difficult thing, like meditation. Because if you stop doing meditation, you are the only one who experience that. But if you have reason, like if doctor says you have to do this, otherwise you're going to die, then you are pushing it, because death is bigger than that. Then here, if you know that if you don't do that, you're going to die. Because of that reason, yes, you think this is way most important than everything else, then you go for the exercise. But if you don't have that kind of thing from the doctor or from other experience, well, we postpone it. Postponing is not the ill will. That energy behind is, that is what we call ill will. As a meditator, as a person who's introducing something with determination, you should look for that kind of door and not to stop there. It is like you think you are going to meet very important person. To go to meet very important person, you may have to go through few gates. The first one, the desire for sensual pleasure, is the first gate. But that's a beautiful gate. It's a very beautiful and because the pleasure comes with the beauty. Then most of the time when you go to there, some think you are going for the peace. But when you see this mesmerized things, you stuck there. You think, well, I should hang around here a little bit, then go to the enlightenment. And I have to enjoy myself, and I have to do, after this movie, I go to meditation. And after this party, I go to meditation. Then you just hanging around this beautiful scenic crowds. And only that circling in the same place. That's the first gate. You need to pass that gate. After you pass that gate, then the second gate comes, which is called ill will. And that stress or tired that comes exists because of not supporting from your inside and outside. That is what we call ill will. So when somebody cross that gate, second one, then you see another gate. It's called Thina Midda. Thina Midda is very important gate to understand. That is what we call mostly like excuses. So many reasonable excuses will be there. Think about all the excuses are very reasonable, and everybody will agree with that. If nobody would agree with, if somebody would not agree with that, you think that person can understand. Oh, Bhante can understand. This is a wonderful day. How come I don't go for a walk? He want me to come to meditation. And after winter, and I was stuck in the house, and this beautiful Saturday or Friday, why do I want to go for the meditation? I want to go for a walk. So we come with the beautiful, or we come with the reasonable excuse to not to do. That's the most dangerous one. We should be very careful with it. Because this comes with the lot of reasons and lot of reasonable answers. And also, if you don't find any reasonable answer, others will provide one. So that's why Buddha mentioned, this world is based on the pressure. Since this world is based on the pressure, it will provide a lot of pressure. It will give a lot of reasons. Think about, if you are hanging around with a friend who's going to parties all the time, you will find the reasonable parties every weekend. If you are hanging around with a friend who's going for the hunting, you'll find those things. If you are hanging around with a friend who always look for the Rodeo, right? That people go with the horse and do all those plays with the horse. I know there's a one friend and who always find place to go to the rodeos in weekends. Since if you are not familiar with it, you don't really hear. But one who's looking for those things, you would go with that. That is how the pressure supported you to do some things. So you would find a reasonable excuse to not do the practice or not to do this something against the pressure. According to Buddha, that is something you should be really careful with. Especially, you might come up with the things that even everybody would say, would agree, yes, that is very important. I remember long time ago, when I was going to see a parade back home. We have only once a year that kind of parade, and it's beautiful, and that parade, people having that parade to respect the tooth relic, and that is a huge tradition back in Sri Lanka. And if you are, and if you know about Buddhist world, that Sri Lanka, they have the Buddha's one of the wisdom tooth. So they think that is very important, especially for the cultural wise, that is important to Sri Lanka. The reason, whoever the person own that, have the ownership, that person is the lead of the country. So now, even though you have the presidential election and then you have elected president, but that president take the first oath there, and also that president should help to maintain and take care of all these rituals what they are doing for that tooth. So in the ancient time, the people stole that tooth and claimed themselves as a king. They were the king in the country at that time. So then people fight for that anyway. So that's a tradition. Now we have every year the parade. It's a beautiful cultural dancing and all those things. One day when I was going to see this parade, that I missed a meditation class that I used to go. That the teacher I met on the road, and I said, well, I'm going to this today and I won't come there. He said, still I'm going to go to meditation. He said, I'm going to go to meditation. Because how many parades you want to see to say enough? And how many parades that you have seen before, still you are not satisfied enough? That's all what he said. But now I understand what he mentioned by that. And how many things we are doing continuously by thinking it is not enough? How many parties that you have been to? How many birthday parties that you have been to? How many Thanksgiving that you have celebrated? How many Christmas parties that we have done? But it's not enough yet. So what is happening here? What do you spend for that? You spend your life, not the time. Spending time means you are spending life. If anybody can postpone the death and aging, then you can postpone the meditation. Or you can postpone the exercise. Or you can postpone something really valuable to you. If you can postpone your death and the aging. But these excuses comes and covered us. It gives the reasonable reason as to not to perform what you want to perform. So that is the third hindrance we should be really careful and we should observe. So in Pali that's called Tina Mitta, and Sloth and Toba in English. So I'm sorry, I think I didn't mention the English translation for that earlier. Sloth and Toba.